It's the Entrepreneur Small Biz segment, sponsored each week by Wintrust Financial. Now, you've heard of 1871, that sort of startup incubator in the merchandise mart, started with Pritzker Money. Howard Tolman, a friend of mine, I've interviewed him a few times on the show, he now runs it. They're now going to start business classes for entrepreneurs. Great idea. 15-week, highly concentrated classes, sort of like a little MBA program. Just the meat and potatoes, brand development. They've got team leadership, sales, marketing, finance for entrepreneurs, everything other than your genius idea and turning it into a business. It's going to start in February. Now, you don't get a degree. It's kind of expensive, but if you're a serious entrepreneur, this is a great, I'm thinking it's going to be a great program because it's somewhat experimental. Howard has said they're sort of testing the waters. If it's not interesting, they won't do it again. But it's about $6,000, just under $6,000. Again, this is for entrepreneurs. And you know what an entrepreneur is. They are the people who think up problems to solve, figure out how to do that, and then build a business around their solution. Simple, elegant, but doggone hard to do, fraught with failure. Disaster lurks around every corner. The money sometimes dries up. Small setbacks become major impediments that block your way from seeing your way to success. Doubts build into fear, which saps determination, and it scratches away at your confidence and makes you hesitate, and maybe you give up. And that's just part of it. Taking something from idea to market acceptance is hard. It has to be a good idea. The need has to be real. The public has to be willing to pay. That is, if it's a B2C solution, not B2B. B2Customer, that is, to solve the need. And you have to fend off big-time established players sometimes who maybe want to snatch your idea and beat you at your own game. Let's talk about an idea that solves a nagging problem that anybody with a cell phone or other portable device has. The solution is called Ampy, A-M-P-Y. It's kind of smaller than a phone. Here's what it does. It turns your motion into electricity, walking, biking, bouncing your knee. Anytime you move, it takes that, I guess, kinetic energy and makes electrons, which it then stores, and you can use that to recharge your phone. That doesn't seem to be such a big challenge to make it into a real market-ready product, right, co-founder Tejas Shastri?
Correct. We think so, at least.
Yeah, but it was a challenge.
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge. Anytime you're starting a business, there are a lot of challenges on the way.
So Tejas Shastri, he and Alex Smith.
Yes.
So your basic American name, figured this out. Amy Francetic at Clean Energy Trust, she's a friend of mine too. She told me about Ampy. It's won some big challenges, big competitions, big awards, big money.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the achievements in terms of awards and cash.
Sure. So one of the biggest ones was from the Clean Energy Trust. And
at their Clean Energy Challenge.
At their Clean Energy Challenge. And we won a $75,000 award from them as the consumer favorite prize.
I've been to that a few times. And it's nail-biting for you guys, I'm assuming, on stage. You do your darndest pitch before this panel of judges, and you probably go away thinking, oh, I didn't say this, or I tripped up on that. Did that go through your mind as you left the stage?
Sure. It's always nerve-wracking when you're about to get on stage. But once you're up there and the energy starts flowing, and you just perform.
Yeah, you're in that zone.
Yeah,
and you let the passion out. You believe so much in this product. You know you've got a winning idea. And I think that probably just charges you forward.
Of course, because let's face it, it's an idea that me and my two co-founders, we all had ourselves.
So tell us about that. You and Alex, you're what, graduate students at
Yes.
Northwestern. Did you know each other for years or just?
So me and Alex and our other co-founder, Mike Geyer, we all met in a Northwestern entrepreneurship class in January of 2013. And we wanted to solve a problem that we all had, which is that our smartphones wouldn't last us till the end of the day. And we're all active people, so we thought, why couldn't we take some of that energy we generate while walking or running or cycling to recharge our phones? And we looked at other technologies out there. None of them really fit the need that well, so we took an older idea and made some modifications to it and came up with Ampy.
So did it just come in an evolutionary way, or was there a moment of light bulb flashing, epiphanic insight, and suddenly, bam, the whole path was clarity?
Well, it's fun, because at first, you know, it's an epiphany that wow, this could happen. But then it's a lot of hard work after that. You take prototypes, you test them with customers.
You're actually creating, you're like scientists, inventors.
Yeah.
You're creating this technology.
You
had a sense of how it could be done, but nobody had done it before, at least with the model that you followed.
Exactly. And, you know, we tested our early prototypes through hundreds of customer interactions to get to the final form factor that we have now.
What's the website?
GetAmpy.com.
GetAmpy, that's A-M-P-Y, amp for juice.
Yeah.
GetAmpy.com. How much power, how much juice can that little dude actually generate?
Sure. So if you live in a city like Chicago, you probably already walk enough to generate another 3 hours of battery life for your smartphone.
In how many hours of walking?
That's usually a typical day of walking. So it's somewhere between 60, 90 minutes of walking.
Okay.
Throughout the day.
So you store that energy, and the smart thing to do is to don't just be lazy and plug in your phone that night, but only use it when you're out.
Use it when you need it the most.
Like my phone.
Yeah.
I love it, but it's almost 2 years old, and the battery is about to conk out. I have to charge it full 2 times a day now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nightmare. I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that. Was it the Turbo? Motorola Turbo. Or something, whatever. They got a phone out there that's all about monster battery.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the weakest. That's the weakest link of cell phones, I think, is battery. Once that is solved, and this is probably, maybe you don't agree with this, a stepping stone solution. Until we have a real breakthrough in battery technology, this is going to be a great solution for running down batteries.
Definitely. We totally agree. And we see the technology going even further. As batteries advance, people start using them for more things, and the problem of battery life is not going away. So we're already looking at ways of...
Well, you talk to Batavia out there, the government lab, they're working on that.
Oh, yeah, they definitely
are.
They
got a hothouse of all kinds of teams working on just that, making a better battery.
Definitely. But as batteries get better, what we're hoping to do is start incorporating our technology directly into the devices. So instead of having a separate unit, you could have a smartwatch or a fitness tracker that's just charging itself.
But you have to put it on that part of the body that's doing most of the moving. So if you're a nervous person like me and your knee bounces all the time, you put it on a certain part of your calf, probably.
Definitely.
So what is it doing? I have, no, not this, my last watch was a self-winding watch. So when I would move my hand, a little thing would roll around in there with a weight on it and wind up the spring. What is it in Ampy, or is this a trade secret, that's actually... taking kinetic, it is kinetic energy, and turning it into electrons.
Yeah, exactly. So inside is something called an inductor. And in a simple way, an inductor is a magnet and a coil. And the magnet is what's moving within the coil to generate electricity.
It's the opposite of a generator, which you apply electricity to the coil, and it'll like turn the little slug in the middle, and you have a drill, for example.
Exactly.
So this is the opposite. You're moving that slug. And then that charges the coil.
Exactly. And so we have a unique architecture with multiple components that allows us to produce more power in a smaller form factor.
Now, here's a guess. I'm thinking that that's not a revolutionary concept, what you're doing. It's been tried before. Is it that your actual design is so unique that it's going to be the best for the market?
Sure, yeah. But, inductors are used in transformers, on circuit boards. What we did is we took it and we really optimized it for capturing human motion through a wearable device. So our size and our form factor and our internal architecture is all unique, and it's really focused on this specific issue.
And it's back and forth motion. Is it a thing moving back and forth within the coil?
Yeah, it's linear motion, but our inductor architecture actually is flexible to capture other movements.
So does it rotate internally somehow? If your knee bouncing is up and down, if somehow you start moving your chair in and out and now it's sideways motion, you'd have to move the thing to your another part of your leg.
Yeah,
to
yeah. So our current device captures from linear motion, but
and only in one linear way.
Right, right. But our technology, actually, we're already looking at ways of extending it to other directions.
And do I get a percentage now that I came up with that idea? Right. Okay. So we're talking with the co-inventor, and there are three people.
Yeah. Three.
Co-inventor of Ampy, getampy.com is the website. I have more interesting questions I have for you, and I'll do that in just a second here. Back with Tejas for a few more minutes of conversation. He was a graduate student at Northwestern, where he and Alex Smith and who?
Mike Geyer.
Mike Geyer met. They developed Ampy, which is about to go to market. In fact, you can pre-order right now by going to the website, GetAmpy.com. When? You missed Christmas, bad timing, but when will it be on the market?
The pre-orders that you order on our website will be available summer of 2015.
$99.
$95.
$95. Oh!
$4 discount.
Yeah. But you're still working out what? The details of pricing or distribution or manufacturing?
We're mainly working on scaling our manufacturing. So we actually are working with a local manufacturer here.
Good!
Yeah.
Can you say who?
Not at the moment.
But it's good. The whole thing is going to be made locally?
At first, it'll be mainly
for assembly purposes, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's great to be able to go out, 40-minute drive to your manufacturer rather than have to fly overseas.
By the way, I didn't mention, thanks, Dan, Kathy in the Lake Forest wished happy birthday to Jimmy Choo. Do most of these people, Dan, get it the first time? Or do they sometimes call in and say, I want the prize?
Usually they're pretty good. I did get a couple of no even attempts at answers today, but normally people are on top of it.
Yeah, well, good. They're getting used to the routine here. So she wished happy birthday to Jimmy Choo, the fashion guy. He's 61. So we will send her a $50 green tea lawn care gift certificate to get her lawn overseeded and aerated and whatever else they do. Green tea has a guarantee. Visit greenteaservices.com. All right, go on. I cut you off. Where were we?
We were talking about what we're doing for the next 8 months to get this product out there.
So you're going to continue to modify it or look for new applications or the idea of, you said, integrating it into other wearables. That's the next step after this one runs its course?
Yeah, that's our long-term vision, is really to take the technology, scale it, and integrate it directly into wearable devices. So you can imagine having a smartwatch that you never have to plug into the wall and just charges itself.
You must have a patent on it or some part of it.
We do. We have three provisional patents that are going into a single patent that covers the architecture that I was talking
about.
That's
tricky, isn't it, how to know how to go about a patent? Because, you know, in the provisional stages, that means some clown could steal it and come out with it faster than you?
Perhaps, but we do have a priority date for when our patent is actually issued.
Okay. So of the whole process, from conceptual stage up to where you are now, how long has this been?
Like I said, we started in January of 2013 is when we met. Over the next 6 months, we did a lot of customer testing with prototypes. Then there was a six-month period where we were going through a lot of business plan competitions, trying to get some initial
funding.
So
did you know what you're doing? I mean, you're an inventor. You don't know about businesses, or do you? Do you have a degree, some part of a degree in business?
A lot of it, you just learn on the way.
Well, that means a lot of mistakes are probably made on the way, too. Was there a mentor?
Yeah, actually, the Clean Energy Trust, during the Clean Energy Challenge, they connected us with several mentors, and a lot of those mentors have continued their relationship with us. One of them's on our advisory board, and all of them have really connected us with the resources we need.
I love the Green Energy Trust, because what they do is they bring together smart people, academics, and they help you get it to market. It's all about market-ready stuff, not just pie-in-the-sky kind of fanciful, fun, interesting, wild, off-the-wall stuff, but stuff that's going to actually sell.
Definitely.
Isn't that cool?
It's really cool.
What was the hardest part? Where were you at the, was there any lower depth part of the experience where you thought, I'm just not sure we're going to get around this problem?
I think that happens probably every week. When you're in a startup, one of my friends before told me it's either the best day of your life or the worst day, because there's always challenges to meet, and then you overcome them, and that's how you get your product to market.
And your Kickstarter, you went that route, and what was it? You got backing for 300% more than you were looking for?
Yeah. That was
so
that
do
was,
all those people beyond just those first who got you to 100%, does everybody get a stake in the company?
The way Kickstarter works is actually you pledge money. In return, you get one of our products before anybody else. So the people who have pledged on Kickstarter will be receiving their perks even before.
Look, I got an Ampy. Be jealous.
They'll get their Ampies before the people who pre-order now.
Love your video, by the way, that has you, Alex, and the other guy who I didn't write down, so I keep forgetting. Very, very clever, but it's also very high quality, and it really shows. Is that sort of how it goes in your line of work when you're developing something? Everything you do, design and marketing, everything has to be first rate, and that takes time. That takes money.
It definitely does. We were lucky to have a great production company here, Lakeview Productions, locally in Chicago, that helped us with the video. But certainly, whenever you're bringing your product out to market and you're bringing it to the world, you have to have your best face on.
But you know, it's about partnerships. It sounds like too what the Clean Energy Trust helped you with, what this video company helped you with. You can't just go do it yourself. You have to know where your weaknesses are, and then find partners who can backfill for you.
Certainly, certainly. And like you said, the Clean Energy Trust has been absolutely essential in that entire process.
Hats off to them. And which Pritzker? Is it JD who... I mean, there's one Pritzker who does 1871.
Right.
I think it's another one that does the Clean Energy Trust.
Right.
I mean, they're all over the place, but they're investing in really good stuff that's helping put Chicago on the techno map.
Definitely, definitely. We wouldn't be anywhere without them and without the help at the incubator at 1871 as well.
All right, Tejas Shasti, congratulations. Love the product. I'll have to be just like everybody else. I guess I could pre-order. Yeah, I can do a pre-order thing.
Yeah, you can go on our website and pre-order it today.
GetAmpy.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.